Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Maurice Israel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have a couple of quick updates. Saturday, October 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up, we have a very special event, and more appropriately called an opportunity, to win an hour reading with none other than Laura Lynn Jackson. You may know her from her book Signs and The Light Between Us and so much of her work in the mediumship world and with Forever Family. And so go to the Forever Family website, foreverfamily.org, to win a 1 hour mediumship reading with Laura Jackson in the spirit of the holiday season and to help raise funds for the Forever Family Foundation. Laura was generous enough to have donated a 1 hour reading to one lucky winner, and the drawing will take place on December 21st, 2023. And again, you can get those raffle tickets on the Forever Family website on the events page. And then last but not least, next April, April 5th to April 7th, that's a Friday to Sunday, is the Spring Grief Retreat in Connecticut. It was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And I can tell you that location is very, very special, and those tickets really sell out pretty quickly. So if you wanted to attend that grief retreat next April, April 4th to April 7th, I would get on that now on the Forever Family website. And for more information about us, please go to our website, the foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to check out any other events, mediums, radio shows, all that kind of stuff. Okay, let's get to our show. Let's introduce our guest. Our guest tonight is Maurice Israel. He's a psychic medium and teacher who has provided private readings and demonstrations of mediumship to groups for 17 years. He is also a registered nurse with over 22 years of experience, spending the majority of his career at a hospice and palliative care nurse facility in Florida. Maurice received his mediumship training in the UK at Arthur Findlay College and has provided readings for clients worldwide. He has taught psychic and mediumship development classes and demonstrated mediumship in the U.S. and Europe. Maurice believes in the healing power of mediumship and the importance it plays in the grief process. Over his career, he has witnessed the positive effects that mediumship has had on his clients. And without further ado, hi, Maurice.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you. Happy to be back.
Oh, I'm happy to have you back. It's been since, I think, last December, I believe, we had you on, right before the holidays.
Exactly.
So, since we have a few minutes to talk, and I don't really know much about Arthur Finley, believe it or not, because I'm kind of more, I just started talking to dead people, to be honest. I kind of they just like threw me in the deep end. So I would love to know a little bit, like, how you found it, how does that work? How many classes did you take? What classes did you take? I want to know all the business.
All right. So the way that I found the college, when I first got into this type of work, it wasn't one of those no-brainers for me. I had a lot of struggles in regard to stepping into this type of work. So as I was working with my guides, I asked for a place where I could learn to do the work in a way that was reputable and in a place with people that were going to be supportive, where I wouldn't have any issues. And Arthur Finley actually, excuse me, was given to me at a meeting I went to years and years ago at a local metaphysical store by a woman who went in for the session. She walked outside and literally walked up to me and said, I'm going to a place that I think you need to go. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a guide for you. And she came back in 2 weeks and showed it to me. And that was it. I took my first trip to Arthur Finley 6 months later.
Oh, okay. So it seems like the universe and spirit had a little plan for you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And what classes, like, do they have different, is it all mediumship or do they teach like some psychic stuff or healing? There's some variation, right?
Yeah. It's a little bit of everything. I mean, the foundation of the school is around mediumship because that's really why the school was brought into reality and how, when it was founded and donated, that was really the purpose behind it. But they do teach classes in psychic development, teach classes in trance mediumship, trance healing. There are even some classes every now and then on things like shamanism. But I think the thing that is so amazing about it is that when you go to the classes, there are people from all around the world that are coming together for one thing, and that's really just to better themselves in regard to their abilities that are, you know, so that are God-given. But the teachers that are at the college are so supportive and just such wonderful people. I've always had amazing experiences over the years. I've been going back and forth there now. I mean, that was my first school, so I'm going on about 20 years doing this, close to 20 now doing this. So, and I've gone back and forth and done multiple classes.
Oh, so have you taken the trance mediumship classes?
I am. I mean, I have. Oh. I started doing that years ago, working with trance, and actually I'm actually headed back over there 2 weeks from actually today. I'm flying back over to England to do a week of trance mediumship.
Oh, very cool. You know, I'm so interested in that because it's one experience in the metaphysical world that I've never had myself or witnessed. So I'm very, very curious about it.
Yeah, I find it, for me at the beginning, I found it to be a little challenging because like anything else, as you're learning something new, it's about trust and allowing yourself to just blend with those from the other world, just on a different level than we do with our mental mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's amazing about it is as you allow yourself to trust and allow yourself to move into that space to allow them to come into work with you, you learn that it nourishes your mental mediumship and just nourishes you as an individual. It allows for a different depth to take place. And it just allows you to have, I want to say, a different closeness to those in the other world, whether it's guides, whether it's those that walk the earth with us at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Just another way of doing this amazing work that we do. But to me, it adds more additional depth to what we do.
Right. Oh, that's so cool. So now I'm going to ask you kind of a stupid question. So when you go, do they test you? Like, is there, you know what I mean? Like, do you get kind of like a pass fail thing? Like when you're done with the, I guess it's like a 2 week program, most of the classes, is that how that works?
Well, the majority of the classes are about 7 days.
Oh, okay. A week.
Yeah. They don't test you. A lot of the classes, if you go online, look at the descriptions of them, a lot of them are mixed level. And when you get there, they'll have teachers that will take, you know, the true beginners, then you have your intermediate, and then more experienced classes.
Oh, so that you must be psychic. You answered my next question, which was, can anyone kind of go there and learn if they want or do you have to have some experience already? So I guess the answer is no, anyone can go.
No, if you have an interest. I mean, the most important thing really is just to go online and look at the write-ups and descriptions of each of the classes, because it'll give you a better idea. And you also just really get an idea of even sometimes a sense of the teacher or the instructor that's teaching based upon what's written there.
Right. I guess you can get a feel for how intense the person's going to be or not. And
if
you're ready for that. Very cool. Very cool. So did you know Janet Nohavik then?
I did not know Janet Nohavik from the college, but I actually went up to New Jersey and met her one time because my parents live in New Jersey.
Oh, you did? Okay, got it. Yeah, for those listening, if you don't know, Janet was a very, very talented psychic medium, who I know she taught a lot and did a lot of things with Arthur Findlay and a lot of, she's big in the spiritualist world. And sadly, she passed, I think it was last year, Janet passed. She was a great medium, but I always ask because I had kind of a soft spot for Janet. I really Janet was very sweet and very, very, very good at what she did. But yeah, I was just curious, just on a, from medium to medium. I wanted to know if you knew Janet, but her what's her church called? The Journey Within, right? That's the
correct
name of it.
That's
yeah,
correct.
If anyone's in the area or wanted to go to a really good spiritualist church, Janet's is still there. I don't know who's running it now, but very, very good hub, and a lot of people from, if you don't want to go all the way to Arthur Findlay to meet some of these mediums and talk to these people, a lot of them will go to Janet's church, actually, if I'm not wrong, right? And they'll like do readings and stuff there and some classes.
Yeah, when the time that I went was for a Sunday service, but if you go online, you'll see that the Journey Within offers all kinds of classes.
Right.
In development, psychic, and mediumship.
Oh, cool.
And they do a lot of things on Zoom as well, so it makes it much more accessible
right
for people.
Got it. Yeah. So if anyone listening wants to go to Arthur Findlay, but maybe it's, you know, going all the way to England's out of the budget or a little, you can't work it out. There is sort of, I don't want to say an alternative, but a lot of people from really, really reputable people who came through Arthur Findlay or teach there also do go to the Journey Within and teach sometimes and stuff. So if you can't make it there, you could get some of the same wisdom from New Jersey and quite different from England, but you could still do it. But yeah, you know what? I want to go to Arthur Findlay one day, even if it's just to visit, just to see, because isn't it like an old castle or something? The school.
It's an old mansion.
Oh, that, it's an old mansion. Okay.
Yeah, and it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, many people call it the modern day Hogwarts.
Yeah, basically.
Because there's been so much work done there with mediumship and healing and other aspects of this type of work. Literally, as you walk in the front door, it's almost as if the energy engulfs you and you feel like you're right at home.
Right, I'm sure. The closeness to spirit is definitely felt in that place, for sure.
Absolutely. And even some of the challenges that you may have with your work while you're here,
mm-hmm.
I feel are enhanced while you're there. Like, not enhanced in a negative way, but the possibilities of what you can actually do with your abilities, because there's so much supportive energy there. You're able to see what more time or more effort will actually come to the surface.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Not to get off on a tangent, because we almost have to get to the callers, but I've noticed that, like, even at Forever Family events, because, you know, as mediums, we know other mediums, but we don't always hang out with each other all day long because, you know, we have lives and not everyone's a medium. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I've noticed kind of when we all get together, if there's like more than two of us, the energy's kind of amplified. I've noticed that at Forever Family events, things that don't usually happen to me will happen to me at grief retreats and stuff. So it's really cool to have that many spiritual people and mediums and, you know, anyone with intuitive abilities together in one spot. It's that's like, it's almost, you could like touch it or see it or something. It's like tangible. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I am. Awesome. Well, thank you for filling me in on that. Cause you know, these are questions I've always wanted to ask, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to ask Janet because I was afraid she would tell me to like yell at me. Janet used to be a nun, for anyone who doesn't know, so she very much had that like Catholic school nun kind of vibe. So I was used to just kind of like any wisdom she wanted to impart on me, I would just take it and let it, whatever else I could get, I would get. But anyway, so for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Maurice Israel. And be sure to check out Maurice's website at www.mediummaurice.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. Before we take our first caller, just as a reminder, if you haven't tuned into the show before, if we take your call on the air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit, and Maurice will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to answer your questions as well. Okay, Maurice, you ready?
Yep, let's do this.
Okay, first up, we have Mick from Nevada. Are you there? Mick, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Okay, there we go. Okay. So, Mick, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
No, I'd like to see if we can make a connection.
Okay, great. I'm going to turn you over to Maurice.
Is it Mick or Nick?
Nick, with an N.
Hi, Nick. How are you? Just give me 1 second to connect here.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Nick, you know, the first impression that I have, I have a gentleman stepping forward with me. And I have to say to you, the thing that comes in with me, I feel like this gentleman feels like a father type of energy. Would you understand father in the spirit world, please?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Would you understand a gentleman in spirit who is father or like a father, please?
No, I don't understand that.
Okay, so let me just go on to explore this a little bit, okay? The gentleman that I have here feels very much like a free spirit here, Nick. I also am very much aware here that with the gentleman that I'm working with, I want to talk about him being someone who, if he didn't appreciate motorcycles and being free like that, that is what he's showing me at who he was in regard to his personality. Would you understand someone like that, please?
Not yet. I'm racking my brain here. I can't make a connection yet.
That's all right. Just give me 1 second. So, Nick, as I work here, this gentleman keeps showing me. I know that I have a gentleman here who's someone who would have either been connected to bars or hanging out around bars, not necessarily in a negative way, but I know that I'm definitely dealing with someone who is more, he looks to be like more biker type because of the apparel that he's wearing. I know that this gentleman would have been someone who would have gotten up into age because I feel like I'm approaching 60, 70s, probably somewhere in that area. But he makes me feel like he was a free spirit of some nature. If he's not directly connected, he's got to be connected to someone very close to you. Do you understand someone like that, please?
Connected to someone close to me, I think so.
You understand this, and you understand someone who would be like would have ridden a bike, been a biker, something to that degree.
Yes, they were close with someone that I knew.
Okay, and is this someone you'd be able to get a message back to if I get this with you?
Probably not, no.
All right, so let me just give you a quick message, and then I'm going to see who else is here, okay?
Okay.
Because what he's showing me, I know that this gentleman's talking to me, and I know that even on the apparel that he used to wear, I know that the vest he had on would have had some type of bird that looks like an eagle here, and I know that he would have been part of a group that would have traveled and gone from place to place from where they live. I'm very much aware here with him. He's just coming in to talk about living life as a free spirit and doing things to make yourself happy and to move forward. I do feel that this gentleman was a father when he was here on the earth, but I'm going to go ahead and just leave you with that and see who else is here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nick, as I move in here, I have a lady stepping forward with me here. And this lady very much feels like I feel a mom connection to her, a mom energy. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because as this lady steps forward, she's so lovely. Because I want to say that your mom, when she was here, was someone who was rather soft and rather someone who was very loving when she was here on the earth. Do you understand that, please?
I do, yes.
Okay, because she shows me here as she steps forward that she was someone who would have supported you in everything that you did. I also know that you would have spent time with her towards the end of her life. Nick, do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very much aware here with Mom that since she's crossed over to the other world, I know that you've had sensations or feelings of Mom being around you from the other world because she's showing me that she's coming around you to make you aware of her being there. You understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I know here with Mom as well that you've actually sat and had conversations with her because she's just showing me times that you've sat and gone into that emotion and allowed yourself to grieve and go into that place where you've actually missed Mom. You understand, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, Nick, as I continue to work here with Mom, Mom is moving me towards the month of June, please. And as I move towards the month of June, I want to talk about a birthday or anniversary of some sort that would be connected right around June. Does that make sense to you, please?
June? I don't think so.
Okay, I want you to hold on to that because I really am being pushed towards June, and my symbol that I get for birthday celebrations is absolutely here, but just hold on to it because if it's not someone right beside you in family, it's going to be someone very much connected to Mom. So I'll leave this with you for the moment, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because as I work here with Mom as well, I know that Mom was someone who was very much around the home and a woman of the home. Do you understand this? Because she shows me here. I know that Mom was someone who would have been in that kitchen and baking and cooking and doing things like that. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
And I know towards end of life, Mom shows me that she began to deteriorate just very slowly over time. It wasn't something where she was like, here today, gone tomorrow. I just feel, as I'm seeing here, it was over time that she began to get weaker and weaker. You understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
And I know that you were there for Mom during this time when she was declining. Because she shows me here that you were actually in a position where you would sometimes bring her things or assist her with what was going on in regard to her health. And Mom's showing me that she's very thankful for what you were able to do for her.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Now, as I continue to work with Mom here, would you understand, please, if I talk about a place that sounds very much, would you understand Anglers Avenue or Angles Avenue, something to that degree, please?
No.
All right, please hold on to that. See if I can get a bit more, because I'm being taken to an area where I just feel here that I'm looking at a road, and I feel like I'm looking at Angles Ave, Anglers Ave. You know, it's interesting here because as I continue to work with her, she just shows me, Nick, are you a bit of an outdoorsman here, please?
I am, yes.
Okay. Because Mom is making me aware here. That's why she was showing this specific place. Because she's showing me a place here on Angler's Ave called Outdoor World. And I know that she's showing me you would have been someone who would spend time in the outdoors and you would have enjoyed being in the outdoors. That makes sense for you, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that as I'm working here with Mom, she shows me this place because this is a place, I don't know if you have them where you are, this is a place that like has fishing gear, fishing rods, you know, things like that, many things for the outdoors. But I also know that Mom is showing me that when you spend this time in the outdoors, this is the time where you actually are able to just settle down and be in your peaceful space and truly contemplate things. Would you understand, please, that Mom is showing me that sometimes while you're been in these places, you thought of Mom and felt Mom near you. Do you understand that, please?
About 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Nick, what I'm going to say, I have to wrap up because we're coming down to the last minute here. But what I want to say to you is Mom is very much showing me from the other world that even though she's there, she wants to, number one, tell you that she loves you very much and she's still around you and supporting you here in this world. And at those times that you're sending thoughts out to her and have a sense of her being there, she's absolutely around you, and she's very thankful to have you for a son. May I leave you with that, please, Nick?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks so much for calling, Nick. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, great. One down. Bunch more to go. Okay, next up we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
I'll take okay. All right, so Kathy, did you have a question for us or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Connection, please.
Okay, you got it.
Hi, Kathy, how are you today?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Nice to meet you, even though it's over the internet or radio waves. Very nice to make your acquaintance here.
You as well. Thank you.
Kathy, as I'm beginning to work here in Blender, are you aware, please, of a young male child in the spirit world?
I don't think so.
Okay, because as I'm working here, I'm very much aware of a child coming in here. And you're not aware of anyone in your surroundings that would have lost a child. And I feel like with this child, it would have been something that was connected to water, like being in water and either a drowning or something to that degree. It doesn't resonate with you?
No, not at all.
All right, I'm just going to give one or two more pieces because he's come in. If I give the name of Bobby or Robert, please, that would connect with him. Do you understand that, please?
I have a brother named Bobby.
Who's here, correct?
Yeah.
But he's still here. All right, let me see who else is here. Just give me one second, okay?
Sure.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like I'm looking at pictures of this young boy. And I'm not sure if this is Bobby. I'll be 100%. But going back in years here, would you understand a grandmother in the spirit world who would have spent time around the family during the younger years? Do you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because as I'm looking back at past memories here, I'm very much being made aware of a grandmother who would have been, I mean, I'm very much with younger years because I feel like I'm being shown pictures of your brother here. Because I just know that we're talking about the age when he would have been literally riding a tricycle, and she would have been someone who would have run for birthdays and holidays. Does that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Okay. As I continue to work with her here, I know that she's showing me that the family, I feel as if she's making me aware that the family was a strong family at one point, especially in younger years, but that there's been division within the family and kind of separation. Does that make sense, please?
No, not really.
All right, Kathy, who's Ellen or Elaine, please?
Ellen or Elaine?
Yes.
I don't know anybody by that name that I can think of, either of those names.
All right, give me one. Because I just know as I'm working with grandmother here, she's making me aware that back during those years, she would have been someone who actually would have been in the house and even helped with things around the house from time to time when she came to visit. Does that make sense, please?
No, because my grandmother lived in another state. She never came to visit us. We went to visit her. But she never came to visit us.
So I may have that backwards then. But I just know that you're all in the same home here. And I know that as I'm looking at her here and we're doing family gatherings and things together, that she's actually up and contributing and helping to do things and to make food and things to that degree. You understand this, please?
Yeah.
And you understand spending time outdoors and even barbecuing at certain times. You understand this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's showing these things to me here. I know as I continue to work here, your grandmother, the reason she's come in today because she's talking about what she's making me feel is that within the family, she wants the family to be pulled even closer back together. And what she's showing me here is that there are things going on within the family where people within the family need some support and some help. Does that make sense, please?
I mean, I guess it could on some level.
So with your grandmother here, I know I gave you the names Elaine and Ellen. I want you to, I don't know if there are other people in the family you can ask, because she's brought those names back to me again. I just know that I'm coming towards the end of this. I just know that with your grandmother, the reason that she's come in today is she wants to make sure that everyone within the family is staying close together and staying very cohesive. What she's showing me here is that there are things within the family, and I have to leave with you what I'm seeing because I don't know anything other about you at all, but she's just showing me that she's come in to support everyone within the family to make sure everyone's getting kind of what they need, but she's also just making me feel that there is a slight division, which I have to leave with you. I'm so sorry if you don't understand what I'm saying right now. It may show itself to you in the near future, but she wants you to know that she's bringing you her love, and can I leave that with you, please?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a good night. All right,
thank you. You too, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, so next up we have Mickey from Florida. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, good, good. So, Mickey, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for me or Maurice, or both of us?
I wanted to make a connection, please.
Okay, you got it. I'll turn you over to Maurice.
All right. Hi, Mickey. Just give me 1 second, please.
Sure. It's Mickey with an M as in Nancy.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, okay. Gotcha. So, Nick, I have a gentleman stepping forward here. And this gentleman feels like someone who would have been a family to you when he was here on the earth. He makes me very much feel as if you were someone who would have been around him towards the end of his life. Does that make sense to you, please?
No. I mean, I've had grandparents who've gone, but, you know, maybe.
Okay, so the gentleman that I have here, if I say to you that he would have spent time, because I know you said you're from Florida, and I feel the gentleman here, yeah. I feel that he would have actually spent time at the beach, by the beach, spending time outdoors as well, or by the water. Does this make sense, please?
No.
So if I'm talking to you here about a place where I feel that there would have been either docks or water near condos or apartments not too far back, do you understand that, please?
No.
So, you know, it's interesting because what I feel here, I feel I have a gentleman here who I want to say is granddad because it feels like fatherly grandfather type energy to me. But I have to say to you, he makes me feel as if he's someone who would have been around the water or near the water or at least in parks or somewhere near. And you can't understand that at all. If not in Florida, someplace else?
No.
So Nikki, as I continue to work with him, Would you understand him being around you in younger years, please?
No.
Nikki, the gentleman that I'm working with here shows himself to me around you in younger years, especially as a baby, because I know that I have you here on his knee. And I'm very much aware that he is someone who would have been around you with other family, because I can literally see family all around. And I see this gentleman, he would have definitely been someone around you in those younger years. Does this make sense, please?
No.
All right, so Nikki, let's try it this way. So who's the gentleman that would have been around you in younger years that would have held you on his knee and played with you and things like that with family family events or with family around? Do you understand?
No one who's passed.
No one who's passed, you said?
Right. At least not that I can recall.
Nikki, are you aware, please, of an uncle in the other world? Or someone who would have been like an uncle in the family, who would have been around you in those younger years, please?
No.
Are you? All right. Nikki, are you aware of a gentleman in the other world who would have been family, who would have been around you when you were younger?
It's quite possible, but I don't have any memory of such.
And who is Bill or William, please, within the family?
I'm sorry?
Would you understand the names Bill or William, please?
No.
So, Nikki, So as I'm working here, the gentleman that I keep seeing here is someone who would have been connected to your, I feel more so to your dad during younger years than would have been around the family. You may not be able to connect to memories. Do you understand dad talking about spending time or having someone around the home who would have been connected to the family in this way? I even know that this gentleman showing me, I even feel there would have been times playing golf or something connected to golf with this gentleman as well.
No.
And you don't recall any of your father's friends when you were younger? Because this gentleman feels, I have to say, he feels more like family to me than he does a friend, though. And I just feel he's definitely connected to dad. Mom was aware of him in younger years.
No. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, if you don't recall the memory.
We do have to wrap up the reading, though, and go to the next caller. But you know what, Nikki? Just think about what Maurice said, because sometimes this stuff will click later. And in these short readings, it's so hard to, you know, kind of get everything all in at once that you would try to get in during a full session. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So just kind of just think about, keep in mind what he said, because it might click later where you think about it, you ask someone, you're like, oh my goodness, I forgot. Or sometimes these things click later. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I thank you both.
All right.
You're welcome. Nikki.
You take care, okay?
No, thank you, Maurice. Okay.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. You know what? Sometimes that happens, too, on the radio, like the next person's people. That's happened to me so many times in the show before I hosted it. Like, I'd be reading someone, and they were like, oh, I don't know. And then the next person I read is like, you had my father the whole time. It's the dangers of working with spirit. You know what I mean? Occupational hazard.
No, absolutely.
That stuff happens all the time. Okay, so next up we have Andrea from Washington. Hi, Andrea. Or is it Andrea?
Hi.
Was I making your name Italian?
It's Andrea.
Sorry, I made you Italian.
No worries.
Forgive me. Okay, so Andrea, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, you got it.
Alrighty. Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm good now. Thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Just give me one second here. So, Andrea, as I'm beginning to connect in here, please, I feel like I have two women stepping forward. One of the women with me. Andrew, would you understand either mom in the other world or a lady who is very much like mom, please?
No.
Are you aware of a lady in the other world, please, who would have had cancer when she was here? And I want to talk about breast cancer specifically.
No.
Andrew, if you look within women around you specifically, and I want to keep it more to family because this lady feels very much family to me. I know that as I'm working with her here, I know that she had some type of cancer when she was here on the earth. I'm very much aware here as I work with her because I know that she has a scarf on her head, and she makes me feel as if she went through treatments for this cancer. If not breast cancer, please let go of the breast cancer. And are you aware of a woman who would have had treatments for cancer, please, while she was here?
Sure. A couple older women, yes.
And if I talk to you about one being family, do you understand that, please?
Yeah, there's two family.
Now, as I continue to work with this lady for right now, I know that as I'm working with her here, I feel that she was... It's interesting because I don't necessarily feel that you would have necessarily been like right up under her when she was ill, because I feel like there was a bit of distance here during her illness. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that as I work with her here, she talks to me about how there were multiple people and other people within the family who did actually connect with her and talk to her and actually spend time around her. Do you understand that, please?
Possibly.
The lady I'm speaking about, Andrea, was she in a different state from you? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because I've just heard she was in a different state. And I just know here that even from the other state, obviously people within your family would have heard about her as well. Andrea, I want to go on a limb here. Would you understand this lady being an, I feel like she's like an aunt, please. Does that make sense?
No.
All right. My misperception. She is family, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you understand her going through treatments for chemo, correct?
Yes.
I mean, treatments for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand her being connected to dad, please, or to your father?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's making me aware of that here. And who is Joseph, please?
No, that doesn't ring a bell for the person with cancer related to my father.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be their name. It may be another name just connected within the family, because sometimes we're just given names. This lady that had... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
This lady that had these treatments, I know that these treatments went on for a bit of an extended period of time. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
And I know that she's showing me here. I know that you weren't near her, but she's talking to me about, I know there would have been conversations within the family and even people within your family talking to her while she was going through a hard time and talking to other members of the family around her while she was dealing with this. Does that make sense, please?
Maybe.
You know, I'm very much aware with this lady. Would you understand pictures of her being around?
No.
Because what she's showing me, I would tell you to ask someone within the family if you have pictures, if there are pictures in an older book, because she's showing me who she was as a younger person. Would you be aware of her being a young, very jovial person, very much on top of things, very much someone who was full of life and loved to laugh and have a good time? Prior to illness, obviously.
Yes, at least for one of the two that I was thinking of.
You know, because as I work with her, what she shows me here is that she shows me that she's someone who would have connected the family, been around family actually quite a bit, even though she was in a different state. I'm very much aware that where she lived as well, if I say to you that she was in an area where it was more mountainous and much more of outdoors, you understand that, please?
No.
Because she shows me, I just feel like I'm seeing that here.
Okay.
So what I want to talk about here, I know that she's connected to father, and I know that she's talking about coming around the family, because I just know that there are others that we've lost not too long before in the other world with them as well. And she's just talking about how when you sit and you're able to feel those coming around you from the other world, that she's just letting you know that she's one of those people that comes in from time to time. But like you said, I don't feel she's someone at the forefront of your mind, but I want to just leave you with her love, if I may, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
And Andrea, before you go, I'm just going to jump in really quick. I'm sorry. I know we're kind of going over on this call, but Andrea, I forgive me for not knowing exactly what I'm talking about here.
Sure.
But I do keep getting someone a little bit younger in spirit. So I don't know if you would have someone like a generation below you, or it couldn't be. You feel pretty young to me yourself. So it could be your generation, but I feel pretty like younger. And I keep seeing a book like a children's book, maybe, with like animals in it and the jungle and like an elephant and a cheetah. Like, it's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to literally say the Jungle Book, or there's like a book about, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's something someone's writing, or that's like a memory, or I know I'm going on and on here, but would you know it? But you understand the younger person in spirit?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you have a child on the other side?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but would you know why they're showing me? This might be from a while ago, like from when they were really young, like the book with like the animals or the jungle, or maybe we just bought that for a kid in the family. Do you know what that is?
It might be there was a children's book that kind of fell over and it felt like a message or a sign at my mom's house.
Yeah. That just happened like a week or two ago or something?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, and it was a children's. Do you know if it was about like the jungle or animals or something or like the zoo?
It was a children's book. I'm not sure if there's animals in it, but there could be. I'd have to look at it again more closely.
You got it, but I'll take the children's book thing because I'm like, why am I seeing? I was like, is she a children's book author? I was like, the hell am I seeing here? But please know if that happened just recently, that's their little wink that they were around is what I keep hearing. Okay. I did hear to say happy birthday too. So I don't know if that just passed or was just coming up, but someone's birthday. Just a happy birthday. Like maybe not right like today, but like around now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. So please, little gift for that person, little gift for you that you know that they're there. And just a big I love you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Andrea. You take care. Okay. Have a good night. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Good night.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Next up. Yeah. Sometimes I got to jump in on the fun. They start to talk to me too. As I'm trying to butt out and let you do your thing. Okay. Next up, we have Julianne from New Hampshire. Hi, Julianne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So, Julianne, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to make a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. You got it.
Hi, Julianne. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Give me just 1 second to connect here. Julian, I'm aware of an older lady stepping forward here who crossed over to the other world. And I feel that she's someone who would have been very much close to you during her time here while she was on the earth. I want to say she's someone who would be almost appear like a grandmother or something to that degree in your life. But there was a closeness between the two of you. Do you understand that, please? And as I work with her here, the thing that she shows me, I just feel that she was a lady who was very warm. And I know that there would have been like decent conversation between the two of you because she shows me smiles here. And she shows me that she just would have been very supportive of you in every way that she could be of you in your life. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. I know as I continue to work with her here, it's Julianne, right?
Yes.
Okay. Julianne, as I work with her here, I feel that she's pulling me towards the beginning of the year, and I feel like I'm being pulled towards the month of January here. As a time that's going to connect around you, as a time of either birthday or celebration. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just leave the, I'll work with this in a minute. I'll come back to it. Now with this grandmother here, I know that she shows me that she was someone who would have been very outgoing within the family and spent time around the family. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also aware here, would you understand her, please, having little candies or little treats or sweets that she would have given from time to time to you and to other people in the family?
Yes.
Okay. I know that I'm specifically looking at little butterscotches here. But
I can't remember exactly what they were.
Okay, just the ones wrapped in the gold paper. But I know that she specifically is showing me sweets that would have been given to you and other people and kids in the family as well here.
Yes.
You know, as I continue to work with her here, she's just simply making me aware. She's talking to me about you having an awareness of this type of work and of those in the other world when they come around you from time to time. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. And she's very much showing me here that when she comes in and those others from the other world, because there are multiple people here that I can see that come in to visit with you, she's very much showing me that you've actually had some interesting conversation with them and asking them for help and suggestions in your life. You understand, please?
Yes.
Okay. I know as I work here with this grandmother, she's showing me that back during younger years with you, that even she would have been someone who would have even been around at times to even like sometimes like prepare lunch or even give you a sandwich or something during the day when the two of you would have been together. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I know here with her as well, she shows me that she was someone who would have given you unconditional love no matter what was going on. She would have shown this to me. And are you very much aware? Do you recall, please, having a little light blue tricycle when you were very young, please?
I don't remember that, no.
Okay. If you can hold on to that memory, ask someone else, because I'm very much aware of a light blue little bike or trike here that I'm seeing. When I feel you were very small with a white basket on the front with little flowers on it, to be honest.
Okay.
As I'm continuing to work with her here, she's talking to me here, Julia, about you're planning to take some travels and go to do some traveling. Do you understand this?
No, not anytime soon. No.
Okay. But I have to say, what she's impressing upon me as I'm listening and paying attention to her here, she's very much showing me that there are trips coming to you in the future. I feel these are trips that you've already thought about and even talked to someone else about in regard to travel. And I also want to say to you that she's talking about she'll be taking some of these trips with you as well. As I work with her here, would you understand connection, please, to New York City or the Northeast, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's showing me, and she takes me up towards that area of the country, that I feel that there are other people, other family or other people of interest for you in that area of the country and people that she would be very much connected to as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, grandmother, what she's just talking about here, she's just talking about simply she's coming to give you the message today and to let you know she just wants you to continue to live life and to live life to the fullest, okay? She's very much talking to you about these abilities and things that you're learning to work with and use. She wants you to really pay attention to them because she's going to be there to support you and hold you up like she did in your younger years, no matter how far along you go. May I leave that with you, please?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for working with me this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling, Julianne. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, Maurice, we are just about out of time, my friend.
Right.
Okay. So I would like to thank our guest, Maurice Israel, for joining us this evening. Maurice, thank you so much for coming on. And Maurice, if our listeners would like to get more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you or take a class, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the website is www.mediummaurice.com. And then do you have social media and you know, Instagram, TikTok, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I do. I do have Instagram. It's just Psychic Media Maurice. And there's a Psychic Media Maurice Facebook page as well.
Awesome. So if you want to follow Maurice on social, he's there too. Cool. Okay. Well, Maurice, thank you so much again for coming on. I really do appreciate it. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And as always, I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com, which is under construction. So if you have any issues, that'll be fixed soon. Or you can add me on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta on both of those. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.